Hello and welcome to The Intersection. We're the podcast where marketing, sales, operations, and technology stop working in silos and start driving real growth for building materials brands. I'm Megan Kavinsky, CEO of Point to Point. We're a sales and marketing agency helping mid-market building materials manufacturers build the marketing engine and sales culture they've never had and always wanted. Each episode, I'm joined by Steve Coffey, Senior Managing Partner of Coffey & Co., a growth and strategy firm focused in building materials, and Deneen Harper, founder of DHX Consulting and a fractional CMO for, you guessed it, building materials brands. We're here to close the gaps between marketing and sales, strategy and operations, technology and execution, because in those gaps, you bleed margin, and we're going to show you how to stop it. No fluff, just what works.
Hi, I'm Megan Kavinsky, CEO of Point to Point, and I'm joined by my good friend, Steve Coffey.
Good to be here.
Yep, managing partner of Coffey & Co. And we're here as a part of our podcast, The Intersection, and here is the AIA trade show. So we are coming at you.
San Diego.
San Diego, day one down, and we're going to do some quick hit highlights of what we saw, what we liked, what we didn't like. We got a full episode coming at you, debriefing on these topics in depth in like a week, but we want to get some quick hits out there sooner. So Steve, some quick hits. The good. Let's start with the good.
Yeah. So first off, let's talk about trade show floor energy.
Yeah.
I love trade shows. You have all these people in the same room. It's so exciting. They're all talking about doing business together. I love that. What did you think of the energy in this show specifically?
Well, I think about energy a couple ways. Like one of the complaints about the AIA show is typically not the amount of traffic on the show floor that you would want to get. And I think it delivered very well on show floor traffic from my non-numerical, non-quantitative, eyeball-only point of view, right? You know, so I haven't seen anything about the number of attendees compared to last year's, but it felt, you know, more attended, better attended.
Yeah, we'll see what the final numbers say, right? The final percentage. But I heard a lot of reps say there's a lot of people for it being the first day. A lot of people came by the booth. A lot of architects, builders. I heard there was a lot of builders and things like that. So it was actually quite pleasing to see that much traffic in the room. I thought that's good.
Yeah.
All the architects coming for that purpose to learn about products that they have specific projects that they need products for.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So that would be number two, I would say, energy wise, is that seemed like a very qualified architectural audience. Mm-hmm. So I did hear a lot about specific project activity, like a lot of manufacturers that I talked to. I mean, I asked everyone, you know, what about the architects themselves? And people would come back with like, oh my gosh, well, we had like three big things or 10 big things. And it was like, great to be here. You know, so it seemed like there was some really qualified like buying signals on the show floor too.
I felt like I did a lot of eavesdropping, as I always do on the trade show floor. But I learn a lot that way. I'm here to learn. I like to walk the floor and learn. I felt like architects were navigating the booth saying, hey, I've got these projects on my list. Tell me about this specific feature on this specific window, right? Or this specific door or whatever the product may be.
Yep.
And so I thought that was good to over here.
Yep. Well, related, I did hear that architects were here to talk about projects because there's a lot of projects that are moving forward.
Yeah.
That things that might have been sidelined or people were concerned because of interest rates or tariffs or whatever, that they might not happen, that they're moving forward. That people are sort of like, we've been on the sidelines for too long. We can't keep staying on the sidelines. We've got to get this done. You know, so projects are, especially institutional, owner-occupied projects, had very strong showing from the architectural community.
Yeah. I would say also AIA does a really good job at facilitating conversation with the architectural community, as they should, but they do a really good job at it. So I felt like as I was walking through, looking at the seminar attendance, looking at how architects were interacting with each other and just talking about their projects, I actually learned a lot from that, listening to them talk to one another and listening to the different seminars about whatever topic it may have been. That was really good. So I felt like the conversation was really good at this particular AIA.
Yeah.
Maybe even more so than previous ones. So that was good to see. I like that.
I wonder, you know, I do think San Diego, it's a little bit more concentrated, you know, like but I was worried like the weather would take people. It seems like this location in particular is working out really well.
Yeah.
But not everything's working out very well, right?
Correct.
There were some, there I would say overall, energy, all of it up, but that doesn't mean that like we're where we need to be as a community in terms of how we're coming and showing up to this event, right?
Correct.
So let's talk about what we saw as some opportunities, right, that, that might exist. So this was your insight. We talked about just a second ago. Architects are showing up with projects, but what are your reps wanting to talk about?
Their products and their product features, which is an age-old problem, talking about your features more so than the value that the product can bring to the specific project. But what I felt a lot of reps were doing, and I would stand in booths for about 5 minutes without being approached, right? So I was just walking around looking at the different products, and people weren't coming up to me and asking me, you know, hey, are you an architect? Tell me what's going on? What's bringing you into the booth? Are you interested in this? The conversations that I did overhear is they were not focused on the long-term value that that product brings to the architect. They were more so focused on just, this is, we don't really have anything, I'd heard this verbatim, we don't have anything new, but here's a product sheet if you need it. Tell me if you need anything else.
Yeah.
And the architect was saying, I could see that they were talking back and forth, and I overheard they were talking about a specific commercial project that they were working on, and they were talking back and forth about, I don't know if this will work or that might work, or you know, I've heard this about this product. And so the rep missed a total opportunity to engage that team to buy them into the brand.
Yeah.
Even if that product, specific product didn't work.
Yeah, when
so I felt all across the floor, that was a missed opportunity, what I felt.
Yeah, I do a lot of eavesdropping too, because I'm similar to you. I'm like, I want to hear what kind of questions the architects have. And then I also want to see other manufacturers are showing up for that. And what I saw over and over again was they would lead by talking about like what was in their booth versus like asking them like, well, what kind of projects are you working on? What kind of firm are you with? You know, blah, 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 to try and like figure out the best way to get into the story or understand more of the background and their motivation. It was like, well, I'm here to talk about product A, so I'm going to bring you in and I'm going to talk about product A. So they did not show up well that way.
Exactly. I feel like manufacturers need to help architects be better value engineers, right? It's not just about the design anymore. It's about the cost. It's about the availability. It's always been about reputation. And I didn't see messaging. I didn't see booth design. I didn't see anything about that, helping our architectural teams do better at being value engineers for their end users. So that was a missed opportunity.
And as much as they did show up talking about their products, there's a member of our team that's here who had never been to the show before. And she's like, I would stand in front of a lot of these booths and be like, I don't even know what they do. I don't know what they make. Like, what is this?
Yeah, messaging has always been a problem.
Yeah, the messaging, it did fall flat. And the booths themselves, like, they just didn't have a lot for all the conversation about technology and AI and all this stuff. It looked sort of like it was 2015. It looked like you could have showed up with the booth from 2015 and it probably, you know, would look very similar to what you have right now down there. There was not a lot of engagement.
A lot of low budget booths.
A lot of low budget booths.
Yeah. Which it can be fine. But if you have bad messaging and things like that, I don't, I'm walking by it. Unless you pull me into the booth, I don't.
Yeah.
It's a problem if I don't know what you do. That's a missed, it's missed revenue.
Low budget doesn't have to mean a bad booth, you know. So there were plenty of low budget booths. I shouldn't say plenty, but there were at least a handful that I saw that were low budget done well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that
you mentioned technology. That's a big conversation piece for both manufacturers internally, executive teams, and how companies are utilizing technology, and for architects and how they're changing, how their environments are changing, how they're using technology. What did you see at the show specifically about that?
I didn't see any technology in any booths.
I
did notice that there used to almost be like technology row of different platforms. Mm-hmm. It was a lot more integrated into the overall show floor. And there is more of a, but I do feel like the architecture firms are having way more of a technology conversation than the manufacturers are, and at least in a public way. And it may be, it's all still new and happening so fast. The manufacturers are working on, like, I really hope that the leap between 2026 and 2027 is better use of visualizer tools and things like that. Or everyone right now, I can't tell you how many clients we're working with where we're talking about their design assist services and all, and like that didn't get brought forward at all down there either, you know? So, and if anything, they were showing that they were just product reps and not able to do design assist from the way they were handling some of the conversations that we were just talking about, you know?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, that did not show up well.
Yeah, I don't feel like it showed up well in the booth design itself. Neither did it show up in the conversation as much as I expected it to. I see, and I had a conversation with an architect about this where she said that buildings are becoming data sets they're collecting so much information on energy use and efficiency, all of those different components. So integration is a big problem that I didn't see talked about. There's a lot of tools down there,
yeah,
right? A lot of different tools, visualization or whatever it may be, companies that have products and solutions and things like that. But the integration between the architect and the manufacturer is something that I felt was missing. I didn't hear manufacturers or reps talking to architects about that. Like, here's how we're going to help you value engineer this building or this home to be a profitable asset for its owner.
Yeah.
And that's what architects are having to do, is engineer that based on costs or availability or whatever they're doing. So I feel like that was a missing piece that I expected to hear more of.
Hear more about. Yeah. Yeah. I guess in summary, maybe the conversations weren't as sophisticated as I was expecting them to be, you know, for where the industry is as a whole. So, but that's our initial quick hot takes, good, bad, more to come. We have lots of pictures, lots of videos from the show floor. We're going to bring back, share with you, and be able to put more identity behind these concepts that we're talking about right now.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of The Intersection. If you found value in the content today, please feel free to share with your friends and colleagues, and be sure to hit the subscribe button so that you can get notified when our next episode drops.